When Bernard Cardinal Law, Archbishop of Boston, fled to the Vatican in 2002, he left behind a trail of human and financial wreckage, 550 victims abused by parish priests, court judgments that eventually topped $85 million.
In retrospect, mistakes were made.
Good evening, saying it's time for the Archdiocese to face the facts.
Boston's Bernard Cardinal Law makes a point of offering to be available to victims of sexual abuse by priests.
Cardinal Law led America's fourth largest archdiocese for 18 years. His reputation as a public figure peaked during Boston's court-ordered school desegregation crisis, when the Cardinal emerged as a steady voice of sanity. However, as his role as the architect of the abuse cover-up emerged, first in the Boston Phoenix, then in the Boston Globe, Law was transformed into a pariah. With permission from Pope John Paul II, he resigned in 2002, ahead of the mandatory age of 75. Law was subsequently appointed head of Santa Maria Maggiore, one of the most significant basilicas in Rome. He retired from there in 2011. Where is he now, and what has he been doing since then? Like many searches these days, this one begins with Google, in a cafe in Rome. I combed through recent articles, but none from 2015, and I come across an excerpt from Wikipedia that reads, "It was commonly believed that Law would live out his retirement in Rome when he was retired in 2011. As of March 2013, he was still living at the Basilica di Santa Maria Maggiore." So that's where I'm headed. The temperature above ground is nearly 100 on this day, and on a subway platform it's only slightly cooler. I'm taking the train several stops to Termini Station. This is where we get off. I'm in front of the Santa Maria. This is where Cardinal Law presided for several years, up until 2011, after he left Boston. Several reporters covering the Conference of Mayors said that if you want to find Law, you have to come here. This is a magnificent Baroque edifice. It's one of Rome's oldest basilicas, dating to the 5th century. Before traveling overseas, Pope Francis prays here in what is popularly known as Our Lady of the Snows. Abuse victims saw this comfortable appointment as a reward rather than a penance. At the entrance to the basilica, I asked a guard.
Cardinal Monsignor Law, Bernard Law.
No, non è qui, no.
He's not here, I'm told. So where is he? I walk into the massive domed church covered in 5th century mosaics and find a nun who I hope can tell me where to find Cardinal Law.
Cardinal Bernard Law? Do you know where he is now?
Maybe ask if you go downstairs.
Ah, see.
There's an archaeological museum.
Area. Okay, grazie.
But I wasn't searching for the past. I was looking for the present, whose last 4 years in Rome had been a mystery to the people he left behind in Boston. So I turned to a priest walking by.
He's not here in this church, in this basilica now. You have to ask the sacristy. You enter the place, turn right. It says sacristy.
In the sacristy, I found quiet, solitude, and a visiting priest from the Philippines. But I did not find anyone who knew the whereabouts of Cardinal Law. So I asked a basilica guide, who I was told would definitely know the answer to my question.
Sorry, can you...
Cardinal Bernard Law.
You have to ask to them.
Oh.
Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Posso cercare il signore? Dove lo può trovare?
Cardinale sta a San Pietro. San Peter, no here.
Todas le cardinale live in San Pietro.
Alive in St. Peter's, at the Vatican. So I'm headed there. And within minutes, I'm crossing the vastness of St. Peter's Square and have asked permission to see Bishop Sanchez Serrando, a longtime friend of Cardinal Law.
I invite Cardinal Law for an event that I organized to the Academy of Thomas Aquinas. And he explained very well the mission and the role of Thomas Aquinas in the church.
Did he come to your event?
Yeah.
He came. When was that?
In the first year of the pontificate of Pope Francis.
In contrast to Boston, Cardinal Law is not controversial here. Monsignor Serrando heads up the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences, which promotes the priorities of Pope Francis, which are seen as different from those of Cardinal Law, who was closely aligned with conservatives. For example, the role of women in the church. Law, according to a NBC report, strongly supported an investigation into the doings of a group of American nuns whose pronouncements on women's rights were deemed out of step at the time. Now it's Cardinal Law who's out of step in a church that prioritizes climate change over abortion. We should note, as a retiree, Law played no role in choosing the new pope.
He lives in a very nice building. This is a famous building made by one of the more important architects of the Renaissance time. The name is the Chancellery. The chancellor is near here, is in the Via Vittorio Emanuele, and he lives in this new apartment in the chancellery. It's not in the central of the Vatican, but this part belongs also to the Vatican.
In his office, Bishop Sarandu and his assistant Gabriella look through a Vatican telephone directory for the most recent telephone number and address for Law.
Bernard Francis Law, last part.
Do you think you could call him for me?
Or try, yeah. Or we'll try the local number here in the Vatican.
Okay.
Yellow.
The telephone rings, but no one answers. So I'm going to have to go to the Piazza della Cancelleria, but must first get to the other side of the Vatican walls. I'm deep within the famous garden, and a storm is on the way. On the other side of the wall, you find yourself again in Rome. Cardinal Law lives a few miles from here, but on Vatican property on the other side of the Tiber River. I have about 25 minutes to go on foot, and I'm heading left toward Paolo the Fourth Street, and I'm turning right on Borgo Santo Spirito, and another right onto Ponte Vittorio Emanuele. Now I'm heading past a street musician who seems totally undeterred by this rain. I'm continuing onto Corso Vittorio Emanuele II, and there it is, the Chancellery, the exquisite new home of Cardinal Bernard Law. But I soon learned from a priest that Law on this day is doing what millions across Europe and the United States do this time of year. He's on vacation.
For 1 week he was vacation. Absent.
I see, vacation. Okay.
So we at least know where Cardinal Law is living. He's at the Chancellery, and we know he's living well. Bishop Sarandu believes that Cardinal Bernard Law is in relatively good health at age 84.
I think so.
I did not get a chance to ask Cardinal Bernard Law what he would say now to the American people, to the people of Boston, to his friends in Boston, and to the victims of the sex abuse scandal that plagued his diocese and plagued the church for so long. There are a plethora of questions still unanswered, and it's possible they may remain that way. Outside the walls of Vatican City on a rain-drenched day, searching for Cardinal Law, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston's local NPR.